This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 24th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. On Friday, the Airline Owners and Pilots Association's Air Safety Foundation released its annual NAAL report on general aviation accident trends. Unlike some numbers released earlier by the FAA and other sources, the NAAL report is correlated to estimated hours flown, allowing calculation of accident rates in various categories. Among the positive highlights, GA accidents per 100,000 flight hours decreased from 7.19 in 1997 to an all-time low of 6.32 in 2006. The fatal accident rate dropped 7.4% during the same period. However, fatal descent and approach accidents increased from 10.3% to 19%. And the long-term trend for weather-related accidents is increasing. VFR flight into instrument conditions continues to account for the majority of fatal weather accidents in single-engined aircraft. All in all, the ASF will not have to worry about its mission becoming obsolete anytime soon. As Executive Director Bruce Landsberg notes, quote, "No matter what accident statistics you look at, pilot decision-making continues to be the leading cause of all accidents," unquote. After an ominous-sounding announcement about the cancellation of the 2008 Southwest Regional fly-in, the Experimental Aircraft Association moved Friday to clarify some issues surrounding EAA's relationships with regional events. A statement on EAA's website says, quote, "EAA wants to address any misunderstanding among fly-in attendees that EAA may be active in or responsible for the operation of the regional fly-ins. This apparent misunderstanding was a significant factor in a recent judgment and damage award arising from an accident at a regional fly-in," unquote. Translation, EAA is exposed to lawsuits by having its name used in the name of regional events, even if it's not directly involved in running them. As for event insurance, in which EAA has served as a middleman for regionals, quote, "EAA will introduce the fly-in organizers to insurers that can independently provide quotes for this coverage," unquote. EAA stressed it would like to continue supporting regional events through sponsorship of forums, workshops, and other areas. As for the decision by the Southwest Regional to cancel 2008, EAA says that decision has always been a local prerogative. Eclipse Aviation's Vern Rayburn promised some big news as 2007 ends, and one of the expected announcements came on Friday. The company confirmed to ANN that it has achieved FAA certification of Avio NG. NG is exclusive to the Eclipse 500 very light jet and provides centralized control of virtually all systems and avionics functions. Aircraft number 105 will be the first equipped with Avio NG. That plane just got its certificate of airworthiness and will be delivered to its owner soon. Eclipse will modify all in-service 500s with Avio NG by the end of 2008 at the company's expense. Finally, China's first home-designed and built commercial airliner had a coming-out party on Friday. The Associated Press reports the ARJ-21, dubbed the Zhangfang or Flying Phoenix, was towed into a Shanghai aircraft manufacturing factory hangar in a carefully orchestrated rollout ceremony. Leaving nothing to chance, state-owned AVIC-1 allowed only the state-owned TV network and the state's Xinhua News Agency to cover the event. The 90-seat ARJ-21 is scheduled to make its first flight in March. The aircraft bears more than a passing resemblance to a DC-9, but has modern avionics and GE turbofans. Larger versions are planned for marketing worldwide. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Our longer Aero briefing and special feature are off for the holidays, but we'll be back on a regular schedule starting Wednesday, January 2, 2008. The Touch and Go continues each weekday but Christmas and New Year's Day, and you'll also find 24/7 coverage in print form on our website at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. With apologies to Clement Clark Moore, and I heard him exclaim as his sled pulled away, "Merry Christmas! Have a clear and unlimited day!"